we've got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Yes, very excited. Our first official, this is our first official guest in the, since we started here,
you've
right?
You've been so excited about this particular guest, Tim.
Well, it's because they play for the Cats AFLW team, Becky Webster. How you going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah. I love the pump up, by the way.
Thank you. I feel inferior because we're going to get into it in a moment, but not only are you an AFLW superstar, but you also have a podcast that I'm sure gets more listens than ours. So just feeling very inferior. Now, obviously, we've got you in here because we're all excited. Saturday night, North Melbourne, you are taking them on in an elimination final. How are you and the team feeling?
Yes, it's super exciting. We're all pumped. Good to have a home game too, I think. So nothing beats driving from home to GMHBA under lights with all the fans there as well cheering us on. So, yeah, feeling pumped. I feel like I'll probably feel a bit more... all the nerves and excitement on Saturday, but business as usual at the moment, so it's been good.
I know we're just in an elimination final, but there's got to be, is there a little bit of pressure behind the scenes? Like, you know, the men brought home the cups. You know, can we double it up? Can we bring home two cups in one year, both teams? Like, is there a bit of pressure on?
I think that's the aim, definitely, to bring home the cup, but not thinking of that as yet.
It's the classic media, like, oh, you know, week by week, full credit to the girls.
Ticking the boxes.
Formal question, Georgie Prasparkas, a lot of people are wondering if she's going to be playing. Obviously, just like yourself, one of the really good players on the team. Any word, because her hamstring, was her ankle on the weekend? Yeah. Ankle on the weekend. How's she feeling with her ankle?
Yeah, she's moving really well, actually. So she'll have to tick some stuff off at training tonight. But, I think she should be fine for Saturday.
Fantastic. So playing the elimination final in Geelong, like you were saying, like the draw between North Melbourne and Richmond means you guys went from fourth to fifth in the space of a second.
Yeah.
I know the goal is to always finish higher on the ladder, but home final is a good feeling, like you were hinting at before, right?
Yeah, definitely love playing at GMHBA, and I think as much as it's nice having that double chance, it's also really great having a home final and kind of nothing to lose against North. We haven't bet them before, so really pumped to play them, and yeah, it kind of does help with the crowd behind you cheering you on. So super pumped to be at GMHBA on the weekend.
And you mentioned the training tonight is open one, right?
Yeah,
so people can come down.
Yeah,
oh, fantastic. So awesome. Would you like run Jess and I hypothetically if we came down after your training and said, look, Oz kick drills, can you teach us how to handball, teach us how to kick? Is that something you'd be into?
No problem at all. I'll grab a footy for you.
Easy. Now, Becky, want to talk about your podcast because it's probably better than ours. So you and the captain, Megan McDonald, host the Catterbox. Do you get it, Jess?
That's great.
What's it like when you started running the Catterbox? Obviously, getting people to like have access to you and the team, that must be something really special and different that not a lot of players get to do.
Yeah, no, it's really fun. Me and Meg love coming in every week and talking a little bit of smack and a bit of footy. So, it makes it easy. But, yeah, we like to get the girls on and a few coaches as well just to give the listeners a bit of insight on we're not just footballers and what's going on behind the scenes. It's nice to tap into that sort of thing. But we love it every week, so it's good.
If you ever need an idea for a crap segment,
guys. Speaking of which.
Yeah, coming up next, if you wouldn't mind sticking around for just a moment, we are going to do one of our crappy segments because we want to get to know you because if you're not familiar, we've just moved to Geelong like a month ago.
Okay.
So we're trying to get to know every single person that lives here and you are on that list. Are you happy for us to get to know you?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Becky Webster from the AFLW Cats team still joining us in the studio. And we know that we don't have you for long because you do have training for an elimination final this Saturday night.
Something more important to get to, yeah.
Yeah. Is this going to be the, just before we get into our crap segment that we want to do with you to get to know you, is this the last big training session before you play on Saturday?
Yeah. So last session before the weekend's game. So, yeah, bit of fun, bit of touch.
Yeah. Do you feel like you train harder when there's other people watching? Like, absolutely. It's like, oh, pressure's on. We've got to look real good
I better run a bit harder to the next contest.
I was hoping it happened in the professionals because, like, playing under 18s, you always trained harder on Thursday nights when most people there were for dinners and meals. You go, oh, yeah, really got to work. Yeah. So I'm glad it goes all the way to the top. Now, what we want to do, Becky, with you is we want to get to know you because we're new to town. We've only lived here a month and we have to get to know everyone in Geelong question by question, but only three at a time. And yeah, it is a really crap radio segment. And as someone that hosts a podcast that is successful, feel free to steal this. This is called The Guessing Game.
Guess. This is The Guessing Game.
Yes, so we've got three questions to ask you. And we want to try and figure out today whether you are left or right footed.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, because all the stats that I've found in front of me, there's never any left or right handedness. And this, we think, is a good indicator of who you are as a person, as a footballer, and a broadcaster. Do you think we could do this?
Let's give it a go.
All right. So, the rules are we can't ask anything about your ambidextrousness.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that a word?
Sure.
Feel like a word.
All right. Close enough.
First question. When you are driving, do you more feel inclined to be in the left-hand lane or the right-hand lane?
Right-hand lane, I reckon.
Right-hand lane. She's an overtaker.
Right-hand lane, yep. Bandits.
Yes, you are. Do that bit.
Okay. when you are writing...
Jeez, this could be...
Yeah.
Which hand do you hold the pen?
Not allowed to ask that question.
No.
But do your hands often get dirty?
Like inky, smudge.
No.
Ooh. So she could either be leaning towards left and very like proper with her calligraphy or just right-handed, no issues at all. Final question. Because I feel like this isn't giving away anything. If you're eating cereal, what's your spoon hand?
Ooh.
Because it doesn't, like, I eat opposite to what I actually am.
Do you really?
So
really?
I don't know why my brain says rice bubbles, but my left hand.
You do use your left and right hand for lots of things.
I know.
So
I hold the spoon in my right hand.
Right hand.
Okay.
All right.
Becky, don't look at us for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What are you vibing, Tim?
I don't know.
I'm feeling a righty.
But that's
she doesn't give left-handed vibes to me.
What is it that 89% of the world of Australians are right-handed?
Yeah.
So there's 11% is... She went to the cat superstar left hand.
We should stop ignoring her.
All right.
Yep, cool.
Oh, hey, mate.
Hey.
I'm going to let Jess run with this because I'm not confident with her answer, so it falls on her.
I reckon you're a right footer.
That's correct.
Yes. Part of the 89.
Well done. Welcome to the team.
Now, because you play mostly in the midfield, especially since moving in there, but you have played a lot forward. If you kick a goal on your left foot, are you more likely to really... get into it because you've even surprised yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I reckon I'd be double fist pumping.
All right. Nice. Well, hopefully we're seeing that this Saturday. So 7:10 GMHBA Stadium taking on North Melbourne. The tickets are like $10 as well. So it's an absolute thing. So Becky Webster, thank you so much for swinging by the studio and good luck this weekend.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.